John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Friend, that is a foundational truth right there from John chapter 14, verse 6. My, oh my, here comes September. It is coming up. Happy Thursday to you. My name is Joey Kroll. This is Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. So really do enjoy our Thursdays together. Got my cup of coffee here. Got God's Word hanging out with you today. Got some great fellowship. Hope your week is coming along well. Our kids went back to school last week, so we're still trying to get into that rhythm. You know I'm talking about, that rhythm, getting back into the swing of things. And yeah, it's been, I don't want to say difficult, but it's been interesting. That's for sure. That is for sure. Our son is a senior now. Timothy is 17, playing for a soccer team. And so there's practice every day, almost every day, and there's games and so forth. And so we actually got a game tonight. Looking forward to that. So appreciate those opportunities to build those memories. Amen. Hey, coming up in October, you are invited to the United Marriage Encounter Weekend. It is a 46-hour weekend that focuses on your marriage. It's going to be taking place Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, October 18th through the 20th at Hawthorne Suites in Bloomington. The registration fee is only $80 per couple. For more details on that, just visit unitedmarriage.org. That's unitedmarriage.org. Again, it's the annual United Marriage Encounter Weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, October 18th through the 20th. Well, coming up for Mark and Friends today, we're going to be talking about being a praying people. You know, God's Word has a lot to say about praying. The church, the body of Christ, we are to be a praying people. And we're going to take a look at Acts chapter 12 today, talking about being a praying people right after this, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on listener supported Great News Radio.
Everyone needs compassion. Love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Yeah. Everyone, Savior. Salvation, heroes and conquer the grave.
lifted up.
My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save.
Listening to Mark and Friends today on this Thursday here on Great News Radio. I'm the Friends part, Joey Kroll. And some time ago, there was an article posted, that was published, rather, on parents sharing and overhearing their kids praying. And Debbie, who's seven, she prayed one time, "Dear God, please send a new baby for Mommy, because the new one you sent last week cries too much." Isn't that great? Angela, who's eight, says, "Dear God, this is my prayer. Could you please give my brother some brain? So far, he doesn't have any." Adam, who's a seven-year-old, he prayed, "Dear Lord, thank you for the nice day. You even fooled the TV weatherman." And Jimmy, who's seven, says, "Who did you make smarter? Boys or girls, my sister and I want to know." Yes, praying. You know, God's word is pretty clear. We ought to be a praying people, a praying church. As the body of Christ, we need to be a praying body. If you have your Bible today, let's take a look at Acts chapter 12 today. Acts chapter 12, and I'll read this if you're unable to turn to Acts 12. Maybe you're driving in the car or you got something else going on. I get it. So let me read this for you from Acts chapter 12, talking about a praying people. "About that time, Herod the king laid violent hands on those who belonged to the church. He killed James, the brother of John, with the sword, and when he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter also. This was during the days of unleavened bread, and when he had seized him, he had put him in prison, delivering him over to four squads of soldiers to guard him, intending after the Passover to bring him out to the people. So Peter was kept in prison, but earnest prayer for him was made to God by the church. Now when Herod was about to bring him out on that very night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries before the door were guarding the prison. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood next to him, and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up, saying, 'Get up quickly.' And the chains fell off of his hands. And the angel said to him, 'Dress yourself and put on your sandals.' And he did so. And he said to him, 'Wrap your cloak around you and follow me.' And he went out and followed him. He did not know that what was being done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. When they had passed the first and second guard, they came to an iron gate leading to the city. It opened for them of its own accord, and they went out and went along one street, and immediately the angel left. And when Peter came to himself, he said, 'Now I am sure that the Lord has sent me his angel and rescued me from the hand of Herod and from all the Jewish people were expecting.'" You know, we see a handful of different things here. Let's take a look at the dilemma of Peter. He was in prison. You know, the early church faced a whole lot of persecution. They faced a lot for their faith, and so he was in prison. the prison that they had in this day and time is nothing like the prisons we have today. I mean, prisons today, they have the internet. You can get your education. You not only have TV, but cable TV. There's a library. Many prisons have gyms, and some even have vending machines and snack stations for the prisoners. Peter was in a dark dungeon. I mean, a secure dungeon. He's such an important prisoner that there's about 16 people that are assigned to him personally to guard him. And not only that, he has chains on him. He's chained on one side to a soldier, and he's chained to the other side to a soldier. I mean, they're going to put him to death. Herod put James to death, and the Bible says it pleased the people. So Mr. King here, King Herod, seeing that it gained him some popularity, seized Peter, put him in prison, and if Herod was praised for killing one church leader, how loud of a cheer would he get if he killed another? Come on now. So he's not only in there in prison for being a follower of Christ, but it sounds like it's politically motivated. And so we got to understand the dilemma of Peter here, but we also see the response of the church. In verse 5, it says, "So Peter was kept in prison, but earnest prayer for him was made to God by the church." The New King James Version says, "But constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church." They prayed. They prayed. The body of Christ, the church, prayed. They prayed, they prayed, and they prayed some more. They did not quit praying. They prayed. They not only prayed, but the Bible says they prayed fervently or earnestly. They were knocking on the doors of heaven until the hinges came off. Friend, there is something about a church that prays. If we want to see lives changed and souls saved, we must be a praying people. If we want to have an impact on the world for the glory of God, we must be a praying people. If we want to see the body of Christ become what God has designed it to be, we must be a praying people. And friend, we need to remember to pray for the salvation of unbelievers. We got to remember that. You know, Paul was writing to the Roman church, and he was talking about Israel's unbelief. And he said in Romans 10:1, he said, "Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for them is that they may be saved." We got to remember, in the midst of all the things that we want to pray about, our health issues and hedge of protection stuff, and all that is important, but we got to remember to pray for our unsaved loved ones. We also need to remember to pray for God's will to be done in a matter. That's hard. Jesus is teaching us how to pray. Some people call it the Lord's Prayer, the model prayer in Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. In this, he says, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." You know, somebody said the right kind of prayer has a passion for God's glory and God's agenda. There's a ministry called the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And Bobby Richardson, who is a former New York Yankee, he was leading a gathering for the FCA. And he offered a prayer as he began to start the meeting. He says, "Dear God, your will, nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. Amen." We got to remember, in the midst of letting God know our requests, that's biblical, letting our requests be known, we also need to pray for his will to take place in a matter. And friend, we also need to remember to pray for one another. Friend, we can give some great gifts to our loved ones. I remember getting a Tonka truck when I was 6 years old. I remember getting tickets to Six Flags for graduation. I remember getting cash for my birthday. But friend, there is no greater gift than we could give somebody than praying for them on their behalf. There is nothing greater than going to God and talking to God about someone in your life who needs his healing, who needs his comfort, who needs his peace, who needs his provision, who needs his deliverance, who needs his salvation, who needs his strength. We saw the dilemma of Peter. We see the response of the church. They prayed. And friend, we saw the miracle of God here. Look at verse 6. Now, when Herod was about to bring him out on that very night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries before the door were guarding the prison. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood next to him, and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up, saying, "Get up quickly." And the chains fell off. The chains, the guards, the prison doors, the shackles, friend, that meant nothing to God and his appointed messenger. Peter was instantly free. Friend, I believe God still does some incredible things in 2019. I absolutely believe that. And friend, there is no greater gift than going to God and talking to him about somebody in your life. There's no greater gift. No greater gift. If you want to see lives changed, souls saved, if you want to have an impact on the world like no other, if we want to be the church, the body of Christ, become what God has designed it to be, dear friend, we must be a praying people.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. For thine is the kingdom. Thine is the power and the glory forever, forever. Amen.
Isn't this a pretty song? It's Selah and the Lord's Prayer right here on today's edition of Mark and Friends right here on listener-supported Great News Radio. If you missed any of today's program, I encourage you to go back and listen to it at our website. Just visit greatnewsradio.org and listen to under the audio archive section of our website. And while you're there, consider being part of the giving family here at Great News Radio. It's a family that we so appreciate, those who rally around Great News Radio and generously support it. So you can give online, again, at our website, greatnewsradio.org. And right there on the right-hand side, you can click the button Donate. Or if it's easier for you, you can just write to us, Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. And from all of us here, thank you for praying for, listening to, and supporting Great News Radio. Well, friend, until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.